The problem with narcissistic relationships is that almost everyone gets hooked into the games narcissists play, which leaves people feeling confused, hurt, and resentful. And then you hate yourself for continuing to give your time and energy to this person who did not deserve it. But why do you keep going back? Why do you fall for the tricks again and again? Let's try to understand all of that in today's video. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In this episode, we will be understanding how narcissists keep you hooked and make it difficult for you to leave the relationship. Before we get started, please make sure that you're subscribed to the channel by pressing the subscribe button and push that bell icon to stay updated with everything latest that I post over here. Also, if you're listening to this episode on a podcast channel, make sure to subscribe and follow as well. Let's get started. First of all, they send mixed signals. They continuously idealize you and then devalue you. Narcissists are great at keeping you on your toes. They go from hard to cold, from love to hate, from being totally devoted to you to acting totally disinterested in the beginning. They will say all of the right things and you will feel like you have met the love of your life because they are so into you. This is when they are trying to seal the deal. So they put on the charm and are at first everything you have ever dreamt of. But then when they feel like they have you hooked and that you are so in love with them that you can't see straight, they will turn around and do the exact opposite of what they were doing before. You will begin to question yourself and your feelings for them. This is a manipulation tactic that narcissists use to keep you off balance, one inch from breaking, which then pushes you to keep trying and giving more. You don't know where you stand and what could change their heart, so you keep holding on to the hopeless hope. Before we move to the point number two, what kept you hooked in the narcissistic relationship? Drop your answers in the comments below to help other survivors feel less lonely. Now, point number two, you keep proving yourself. Narcissists are so charming at first. They want you to like them. They want your approval, so they put out the bait. But as soon as they know that you are not a chase anymore, they drop you like a hot potato. They keep you at a distance and they will question your motives for being around them. How crazy is that? They will test you and put you in situations where you have to prove yourself to them because they are trying to weed out the fakes and pretenders from their lives when they are the biggest pretender. This is a way for them to push you into constantly proving yourself and winning their trust. You try to love them, their family, their friends, their pets to show that you bear no ill will, but their paranoia and projected distrust never lets them connect with anything that you do for them. No matter how much you try to prove otherwise, you are always seen as an enemy and an outsider. Number third, they program you to stay through their lies. Narcissists tell you whatever to get you to stay and keep you hooked in the relationship. They tell you that you are the love of their life and that they want to spend the whole eternity with you. They say all the things that you want to hear, but they're lying. They tell you that they are committed to the relationship and they tell you that they want to spend every waking moment with you and that they can't wait to see you and spend time with you. Then they turn around and disappear for days on end, or they say that they are too busy to see you. They promise you that they will do things with you, go places with you, have date nights with you, have sex with you, talk to you more often, spend more time with you, but do not follow through with any of those promises. They manipulate you into believing whatever they want you to believe and keep you hanging on by a thread. They want you to be insecure and want you to need them. They want you to be dependent on them for everything, for your self-esteem, for your self-confidence, for your happiness, so that you can't leave them. This is the biggest hook. They lie to you when they think that you're getting too close and too confident with yourself. They lie to you when they think that you are getting too independent. They lie to you when they think that you are growing out of them and out of the relationship. Number four, they'll find out everything everything about you and weaponize it against you. Narcissists are always collecting information about their victims. They want to know where you are going, what you are doing, who you are talking to, where you are right now, and what is going on in the present moment, and so on. They want the news of every single moment. They are very nosy and want to know everything about you. They ask a million questions about your past relationships, about your friends. They want to know who you are talking to and who you are spending your time with. They want to know everything about your family and childhood. They want to know your insecurities, your weaknesses, and then use all of this information to control you, keep you in a little box, and keep you from leaving the relationship. Every time they use the shared information against you, you explain yourself. You help them see things from a different perspective, or you help them see how irrational they sound by justifying their present abusive behavior on the basis of your past. Number 5 and the last one. They keep their new supply or you at the arm's length. Narcissists are fantastic or very efficient at keeping you at arm's length. They never let you get too close to them because they are afraid of getting too attached. They never let you see them vulnerable because it takes away from their image of perfection. They never let you get too close to their family members because then you will privy to their family dynamics, something that a narcissist never lets you in on. They never let you get too close to their friends because you will know too much about their social circle. They never let you get too close to their work because you will be privy to the things that take place there. They keep you questioning yourself and your place in their life. They always keep you on the edge and feeling like you are never good enough. So you keep trying more and proving that you deserve their closeness. You deserve to be with them. But it never ever happens, and that is how you end up spending months to years in a relationship, trying to change them, trying to prove yourself, trying to give. But unfortunately, you end up feeling broken and shattered. I hope in this episode, I was able to help you understand how narcissists keep you hooked and how you're not crazy for staying or overstaying. There are many factors that play a role in making the dynamics of this relationship very complicated. I'll talk with you very soon in the next one. Till then, let the healing begin.